Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're into June now, and we're going to take a look at our ISU Extension Master Gardener Garden Calendar. As we get into the first half of June, a few reminders that as it gets hotter in the summer and we have rains less frequently, you want to start to mow your lawn a little higher in June, July, and August. The extra length on the leaves will help the plant shade its roots so the heat does not kill the grass roots off, and it will also help the plant absorb and maintain extra moisture to avoid drying out quite as quickly. In general, you want to mow your lawn a half an inch to an inch longer or taller in the summer than you do in the spring, because it will not be growing quite as quickly in the summertime. And again, you will have a little more shade and a little more resistance to drought if the lawn is a little bit taller. Also, as you start to get some plants getting some height on them in your garden, plants like tomatoes, beans starting to climb that need to be staked, now is a great time to pay attention to those things in your garden that may be getting a little bit taller. This time of year is also a great time to sow a second planting of sweet corn and beans if you did an earlier planting this spring. If you haven't gotten them in the ground yet, this is a great time to do a first planting. Just know that your harvest will be a little bit later in the year, but you do still have time to get the seeds of both sweet corn and beans in the ground and have them produce before the end of the year. Also, as you get to the middle of June, you want to stop harvesting your rhubarb and asparagus, especially if you have younger plants that may need the second half of the growing season to recover and store energy for the winter ahead. Also, if you are into gardening or if you just love fresh strawberries, you may be interested in the Sow, Grow, Eat, and Keep program. The video this week focuses on growing strawberries in the home garden and making fresh strawberries into freezer jam. Many of us know that June is prime strawberry time, especially if you have June-bearing strawberries planted in your garden. Although a taste of fresh strawberries can be enjoyed with freezer jam even after the season is over, you want to make sure that you grow the strawberries in a way that helps them thrive and preserve them safely in order to keep this lovely taste going all year round. Strawberries are great for home gardens and grow well in Iowa because they are hardy and highly productive with minimal effort. They need full sun and well-drained soils to do well, and they need to be harvested frequently to make sure you're the one enjoying them and not the rabbits. In addition, if strawberries get overripe, they can spread mold or other diseases to the surrounding plants. If you do have well-established strawberries, they can produce up to a quart of strawberries per plant. If you're trying to decide what type of plants to put in your garden, know that you can choose between June-bearing, ever-bearing, and day-neutral, so be sure and watch for those different characteristics on the label if you're picking up those plants. Once you have harvested the strawberries, preserve that fresh flavor with freezer jam. It's delicious, easy, and quick to make. Since the jam is not cooked, it tastes more like fresh strawberries. However, since it's not processed in a hot water bath and sealed, freezer jam does need to be kept at a temperature-controlled environment like the freezer or refrigerator from the time it is packed until the time it is consumed. You can learn more about growing strawberries and making fresh strawberry jam by following the Sow, Grow, Eat, Keep program. You can check out the free online Food Preservation 101 class as well, and the publications on our store about canning fruit spreads. The Sow, Grow, Eat program, as a reminder, are Quickenars, quick webinars that take 5 to 15 minutes to watch online. They will be seasonally appropriate topics on gardening, food preparation, and food preservation coming out throughout the summer, including information on garden maintenance, freezing fresh fruits, edible flowers, pollinator gardening, produce safety, canning produce, and freezing vegetables. Again, you can find all of that on the ISU Extension store by looking up Sow, Grow, Eat, and Keep. Also want to share some upcoming online resources for producers. While not a lot of face-to-face programs will be happening until later in the summer, we do have several online classes coming up for farmers. Two of them coming up for the Center for Ag Law and Taxation. On June 12th, the program Farmland Owners Update will be presented at noon. Updates including recent legal and tax updates, COVID-19 legislation, coronavirus food assistance program payments, 2020 2020 crop cash budgets and the ISU's recently released cash rental rates for Iowa survey. Again, that is happening on Friday, June 12th. You can find that information on how to register on the Center for Ag Law and Taxation website. Get registered for that in advance or find the recording later. On Tuesday, June 16th at 7 p.m., a webinar entitled Crop Marketing Strategies will be presented. Both old and new crop supply demand and cash price projections, crop marketing strategies, and written crop marketing plans will be shared in that webinar. Both of them will be followed by questions, and both of them can be registered for in advance on the Center for Ag Law and Taxation website. And again, you can find those replays and additional resources once the webinars are over on that same website. In addition, the Iowa Learning Farms are going to have a virtual field day on June 18th in partnership with the Iowa Nutrient Research Center and the Conservation Learning Group. Their virtual field day is going to focus on soil health. We'll start on Thursday the 18th at 1 p.m. Participants will dig into soil health with video footage from the field and live interaction with presenters during the event. The program will cover all different aspects of soil health. And for more information, you can look on the Iowa Learning Farms webpage and get registered in advance for that virtual soil health field day scheduled for Thursday, June 18th. Of course, lots of programs and resources coming up and available to you from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. We do encourage you to follow the ISU Extension and Outreach Facebook page, or you can check it as it is a public page without having a Facebook account. We're linking a lot of these news stories on there. For upcoming events in Cass County, you can check out the Cass County Extension website. And of course, you're also welcome to give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Cass County Extension office for more information. Until next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.